Good morning. It is a beautiful morning to be alive and in pain. It is so lovely to be talking to you again. The house heat goes off over and over, so I am traveling now to turn it back on. When your joints are filled with poisonous knives, you must move with especial confidence and courage. Okay, I will tell you. Let's see. Wow, nausea. Okay. You stay there. First, we need medicinal juice. We need medicinal juice, and in it, there is a list of things. But first, I have to get it successfully into the cup. There is substitute kefir, and there is, attempted experimental, So I have to have some kefir, but now I am making do temporarily, a bit perilously, but not entirely unsuccessfully, with store shelf kefir, unfortunately made with pasteurized milk. And I don't know how many of these bugs are alive in here, because I have been trying to culture it unsuccessfully for the last few days, really urgently needing kefir after the sad compromise of my kefir grains. If I use video, I could show you this. Oh no. I'm sorry, guys. We're only making white glue now. I don't want to throw them out. I want to keep feeding them and hope that they recover, but we can't waste the milk because we don't know if they're going to recover. Well, isn't that an interesting thing to find oneself saying in such a circumstance? Abandon the grains! Abandon them! All they do is make glue. All they do is make glue. Throw them away. All she does is make noise. Throw her away. I don't care what you say. I'm putting them in a new jar and feeding them some more milk. Because making a decision like this without properly processing the philosophical conundrum, I just don't think I could respect myself in the morning. Morning, morning to my friends. Making glue like phlegm. Making glue like phlegm. It's thick and ropey and slimy. I don't even think it's as bad as it was before, but I put some of the store-bought kefir in there to try and help. Seems to have changed a little. I still think and I'm going to be brave enough to find out, because we'll check this in a minute. And this, we will put these grains in a new jar and feed them again. Because you know what? We haven't yet tried. We have not yet tried to help these grains recover by surrounding them with healthy grains. And, oh dear. We haven't tried it, and I believe that there are healthy grains
coming here soon. I believe that my mother has gone to a farm on her travels. Words. Traveling and driving many hours in her car. She has gone to a farm, and I remember somewhere floating in my non-linear experience, there were words that said she asked them about kefir grains, and they had some.
And if we are going to apply universal theories, multiversal theories on when to save an organism and when to leave it, since we are workshopping this, I am scraping. Well, a fork is one of the problems. But there's this whole argument between metal and plastic that is very interesting. It is a metal fork. I have continued to do this successfully with metal forks for a long time now. But I know that some people say, well, you shouldn't be using a metal fork. I'm interested in experimenting more. Do I dare even? No. I'm gonna, all right, this, like, so this, can I take a video of this for you? Let's try. I tried, but I did not succeed. The last time I poured this down the drain, it was like one solid, giant glob of phlegm. And that became very apparent when I poured it into the drain of the sink, because it exited the jar like one big, solid glob of phlegm. And it was not kefir cheese. I feel this. I feel this very big. I feel this very big conflict in me. When to abandon an organism and when to try to help that organism to recovery. Ugh. This other experimental kefir does not seem like it's doing very great, but I'm going to leave it longer, like maybe sometimes, like if it keeps fermenting, it will kind of sort itself out. I'm not sure that there are very many bugs in this wallaby organic kefir. It has a long list of kefir cultures that are in it, but, and it says, wait, let's see, kefir cultured whole milk. Both are live and active. Live and active kefir cultures. Both, that's marketing languaging. This was not one of the companies that came up when I was trying to find store-bought ferments that were safer. My mother really loves this company, and it is very delicious. But it won't culture, and so getting the bugs into my system that I need to get into my system. I am so glad that my mother is traveling here next and bringing these kefir grains that she asked for at the farm. So once those grains are here, I will take a portion of them, I hope there's enough, and I will put them with these grains and try to help these grains. Because I know that in our culture, our human people culture, we make rash assumptions that someone cannot recover without bothering to surround that person in recovered people to believe in them and to help them learn the best patterns again, instead of trying to force them to get better under impossible circumstances. I'm sorry, kefir grains. I know this is hard on me too. Okay. There's just in the juice. A lot of the time. Not all the time. Lemons. Cilantro. Parsley. Rainbow chard. Beet greens. Several different kinds of squashes. Bok choy. Celery. Cucumber. Ginger and turmeric roots. Lots of garlic. The successful kefir I have been making a long time until very recently with unfortunate compromise of kefir grains has all been done using raw goat milk most successfully. And before the grains were compromised, I did what I think now was a very foolish thing. I asked them to culture in succession. I think it was 4 different kinds of things. And linearity, remembering how much time has passed for a thing, difficulty. So culture one thing, culture another thing, culture another thing, culture another thing. I did not realize that they were happening in succession that way. What was it? If I remember, it was raw goat milk, and then it was raw A2 cow cream, and then it was raw A2 cow milk, and then it was raw goat milk again. And then the kefir grains started producing thick, white, glue-like phlegm. I tried to put some of the wallaby in with some raw goat milk to see if it would culture. And it doesn't even necessarily mean that the bugs in the wallaby are not robust enough. Well, okay, yeah, maybe it does. Because when I successfully ferment milk kefir with those grains, the culture is strong enough to, holy crap. There are all of these question marks. What are we talking about? Are we talking about colonization? This is exactly the sort of thing I have wanted to unpack in conversation. In any case, I get the sense that there are just enough microbes in the wallaby to give the raw goat milk microbes a run for their money. But so far, we are not culturing successfully. I think I know where I'm going with that conversation about colonization, just a little bit. And I think part of it is how do we create cultures together, and how do we expect one culture to take over another, and when are we making assumptions that that's okay? When we have options that are other than these. Violent ways of producing things. I would like to produce things not violently. We can improve that option's availability. I hope you will join us on Telegram if you are not already. You can find the room we are talking in by navigating to t.me/intuitivepublicpub. And remember that you can contribute to our conversation here at intuitive.pub/notes by pointing your browser to t.me/notes on refuge.